Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. Indiana's decision to essentially police itself after it investigates the fatal stage collapse at the State Fair is raising questions about how objective the probe will be. Workplace safety agencies, state police, and fair officials are looking into Saturday's collapse that killed five people and injured dozens, but the lone agency brought in so far is an engineering firm hired by the Indiana State Fair Commission. And as the State Fair winds down, an exhibit tomorrow aims to build support for mass transit in central Indiana. WFYI's Sharon Olseth reports.
Friday is Indy Connect Day at the fair, with a six-station display of transportation modes that could be included in a master plan. The Indianapolis Metropolitan Planning Organization wants visitors to visualize how public transportation could transform the area, from ease of travel to economic development to job growth. There's been much discussion over the years on improving and expanding mass transit in Indianapolis and the region, but the project's green light remains elusive. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Olseth.
Theater fans in Indy are ready to enjoy 10 days of festival fun. The 7th annual Indianapolis Fringe Festival will combine traditional and progressive shows that offer a wide range of performance art. The festival, which begins tomorrow, will run through Sunday, August 28th. Auditors for the parent company of an Indianapolis area maker of lithium-ion batteries are reviewing its cash flow amid losses tied to the bankruptcy of electric car maker Think Global. EnerOne has about 400 workers at its Indianapolis headquarters and factories in Noblesville and Mount Comfort. Right now, with cloudy skies and 90 degrees for WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.